everybody. I'm Chris Kazavec, and you have just walked into Kaz's Corner. Got a great lineup for today. Going to start off with the New York Mets. They got a little ace in the hole going for them. I'll give you more information on that later. Donnie Walsh is out as the Knicks president and general manager, and the Yankees, finishing off the month of May strong, going into the Boston Red Sox series starting on Tuesday. But first, we got the New York Mets. I'm not going to give you the name yet. This pitcher, the last couple of games as he started, he has been absolutely phenomenal. He pitched a great game last night. If you got to catch the game last night, he's 6-0 out of 8 game starts, and he has 3 relief appearances. I think they're all 1 2/3 innings, and hasn't given up a run in any of those relief outings. And his name is Dylan G. This kid has been phenomenal. Played against the Braves last night, gave up no runs. Mets won 5-0. His ERA is average, actually. It's a 3.33 ERA. He's right in the average area for pitchers and starting pitchers in the league. 39 strikeouts, so he's not really a strikeout kind of pitcher, but he wins the games. He wins the games. The batting average against is 211 right now. That's phenomenal. Hitters are only hitting the ball 2 out of 10 times against this guy. That's signs of greatness right there. I like this kid. I'm not even a Mets fan. I'm a Yankees fan. I'll say it right now. This kid has shown a lot of potential. You can see in his pitches, he doesn't have the best fastball in the world. He doesn't. He's not a speed guy. But I'm going to compare him to Nolan Ryan because of this. He's able to get outs. He's not going to get strikeouts. He's not a strikeout guy like Nolan Ryan was, but he gets outs. He makes the ground balls happen. He makes fly balls happen, and he makes easy outs for his defense. He does a great job at that. And that's one of the things that this kid, Dylan G, has really got my attention. I really like this kid. This is the future of the Mets franchise right now. The Mets aren't going to go to the playoffs this year. They're not going to win a World Series, I don't think, anytime soon. But this kid is one of the keys to it. You got to keep this kid in your farm club. He's doing great. Not your ball club. They have to keep him in the ball club. He's given up 2 or less earned runs in 5 out of the 8 game starts. So 5 out of his 6 wins, he's only given up 2 or less runs. That's phenomenal. He does like I say, he has great control over his pitches. He has a good control on his fastball. He places it very well in places where hitters can't hit it. And he has some good, some funky stuff too. He got a really nice curve. I'm not sure if it's really a slider. It's more of like a cut fastball because it has some good velocity on it. But he has some kind of slider / cut fastball pitch that he uses very well. And he handles his pitches. He knows how to use his pitches and gets the outs. Like I said, he doesn't do strikeouts. He's not a strikeout kind of guy. He only has 39 strikeouts and 8 game starts. So that's averaging, maybe 6 strikeouts a game, which ain't that bad. But he gets outs. And the Mets haven't lost yet with him on the mound. I think he has two no decisions, which is good. He has 3 games where he's given up 4 earned runs. He hasn't given up more than 4 earned runs in a game, either starting or relieving, which is great. And they got to save him, though. They can't abuse him like the Washington Nationals abused Stephen Strasburg. Look what happened to him. Now he's getting Tommy John surgery. He's out a whole year. Who knows if he'll be the same again? Tommy John surgery is a very, very serious surgery. And you got to watch out with your pitchers that way. They don't want to abuse him. He pitched 7 innings, I think, last night. He had 2 other games where he pitched 7. But there's the other games he's pitched maybe 5. I think he had 6 1/3 one time. So he doesn't pitch. He doesn't pitch a lot of innings. But he gets the job done. And I need to give a round of applause to the Mets bullpen for picking this kid up. The bullpen does very well when he's on the mound. Too bad it's not like that year-round, but the bullpen does good when he's on the mound. So that's Dylan G's future. I really believe that. I believe Dylan G's the future of this franchise. Hey, everybody's talking about Johan Santana. Can't wait to get him back. I don't think so. Johan Santana needs to come back with this kid. Johan Santana's good. He hasn't been that as good as the Mets hoped he would be. But this kid, Dylan G, is really, he's serious. Either you have those guys that go into those streaks where they're hot and, you know, they do very well. But this kid was 5-1 last year, I believe, in the relief role. He's 6-0 this year with 8 game starts. All his wins came on starts, so he didn't win any games as a reliever. So these are true wins. These are wins that he earned. And his ERA is not that bad, like I was saying. 3.33 is not that bad. The average is a 3.15 in the league. So he's not that far behind in ERA. This kid is real. I like him. I really do. Give your opinions in the comment section below, whatever you think about this kid, if you've watched him. And if you haven't watched him, he starts again in probably five. He had his start yesterday, so he's probably going to start again later on this week. Take a look at him, because this kid is the real deal. I feel this kid's really the real deal. And has potential. He really has potential to be like a Steven Strasburg. Everybody was talking about Jabba and John Lester a few years ago. No, Clay Buchholz a few years ago. Well, Dylan G and Steven Strasburg, they got to go at it. That's the kind of rival they have right now. They're in the same division. When Steven Strasburg comes back, I would love to see a Dylan G versus Steven Strasburg pitching matchup. And I look forward to looking at it. Obviously not this year, but next year I look forward to seeing that. Well, we're going to take a quick break. When we get back, talking about Donnie Walsh, out as the Knicks GM and president, and the Yankees, month of May, finishing off strong and starting off June strong. Is it enough to finally win a series against the Red Sox? All that coming up right after this.
News on your favorite New York teams, Kaz's Corner is the site you want. With continuous updates on the blog and a week in review with the Sunday podcast, Kaz's Corner is the only place you need to turn to. When it comes to New York sports, don't forget to walk into Kaz's Corner.
Hello everybody, welcome back to Kaz's Corner. Next up at bat, Donnie Walsh is out as the New York Knicks president and general manager. Wow. This was kind of shocking. He decided to opt out of his fourth year with the Knicks, and it actually kind of shocked me. I think this was more Jim Dolan talking and maybe Glenn Grunwald than Donnie Walsh, but he's out. Donnie Walsh is officially out. Sorry, not officially out. At the end of June, he'll be out. And Jim Dolan announced this on Friday, and I quote, "Following a long series of discussions regarding his future role with the New York Knicks, Donnie Walsh and I, Jim Dolan, have mutually agreed that he will be leaving his position at the end of June." Walsh went on to say that he's running out of energy. That's his excuse and reasoning as to why he's leaving the Knicks, is that he's running out of energy. This was the final year that he could put up with, and I understand that. He's 70 years old. There's no health issues, he said. There's no health concerns. He just wants out. He's going to still be in a consultant role with the New York Knicks, which is good. Donnie Walsh is a smart guy. He knows how to run a team, and he gives great information on what he wants on the Knicks, and he knows how to review players. He reviews players very well, and I hope he does continue to consult with the Knicks and give some ideas here and there. But Glenn Grunwald is going to replace Walsh, and that's the way it looks like right now. The thing that concerns me is Isaiah Thomas's role with the Knicks. And if Isaiah Thomas gets a huge role with the Knicks, that could be the downfall. Donnie Walsh leaving, in my eyes, is actually a good thing for the Knicks, because now they can start off fresh. They got a new president, new general manager. And they get new players in this offseason, and maybe that's what they need to finally get out of the not going in the playoff groove. This was the first year they've been in the playoffs in, like, since 2004, I think it was, and the reason why they got in there is because their division was terrible, and the whole East was terrible. They were under 500, and they made the playoffs. Explain that to me, but that's just my opinion. But it doesn't look like Mike D'Antoni will be back next year, and if he's not back, is Isaiah Thomas the coach again? That's what I'm afraid of. That's the one thing that really concerns me, is if Isaiah Thomas comes back in a coaching role with the New York Knicks. I'm not saying Mike D'Antoni was any better, but at least he put points up on the board. He was terrible at defense. He wasn't a defensive coach. He ran that freestyle kind of offense, which means that he told his players, get open, make a shot, and that's it. And that's why they scored a lot of points, because he didn't have any kind of organized play. It was basically freestyling on the court. And that's why they couldn't beat the Celtics once. So maybe they need to get Mike D'Antoni out of there. They got to get rid of him. And maybe get a defensive-minded coach, but Isaiah Thomas is not that coach. That's just a coach that's going to ruin your franchise. Now the whole thing about Chris Paul maybe coming to the Knicks, yes, that helps, but you can't plan on it. You got to plan on having the team you have right now. Maybe, well, obviously look into the draft to get some picks, and maybe look for a free agent that could help Billups in the guard role, because Billups is obviously getting old, and we see on the playoffs he breaks down very easily. That's your main concern right now, finding somebody who can help support Chauncey Billups. And that's what the Knicks' mindset has to be right now. And I'm happy for Donnie Walsh. It's nice retirement from him. He's 70 years old. I can understand the running out of energy thing, but I'm glad he's still going to have some kind of role with the Knicks and give some sort of input, because he's a good guy. He helps the Knicks out. He's a big part of the Knicks organization, always will be a big part of the Knicks organization, and he would be missed. He's going to be missed. He's definitely going to be missed. Now, finally, last up at bat, you got the Yankees finishing off the month of May. Very strong. I love it. Being a Yankee fan myself, and you call hate about that, but I'm sure there's plenty of Yankee fans out there. The Yankees have finally found their groove in the month of May. Going into June now, the Yankees are still going strong. They won last night against LA, beating them Saturday 3-2. They got a game today on Sunday. Monday, they are off. And then the Red Sox on Tuesday. Now, the Red Sox worry me. That's the team that could get the Yankees out of their groove. The Yankees started a terrible road trip in May, losing 2 out of 3 to Seattle. Since then, they swept the Athletics. They're 1-1 against LA, and they're 6-for-9 in their last games. I don't think I can ask anymore as a fan. They're finally getting at it. There were 6 wins for 15 games, which is absolutely horrific in the month of May. They were 13 and 15 in the month of May total. And the one thing that concerns me now with the Yanks finally picking up is the Red Sox. The Yankees are 1-5 against 1-5. Against the Red Sox this year, and that the Red Sox is the only team right now that could really push the Yankees off their tracks. And Tuesday, they're going to try to expand their lead against Boston for first place in the AL East. The win last night helped secure the one game lead in front of Boston, but my main concern is, can the Yanks finally win a series against the Red Sox? Can the Yankees pitching finally clean up? Can their bullpen finally be consistent and have control over their pitches? And can Mariano close out a game against the Red Sox? That's the big question that's got to be answered with this series on Tuesday. If the Yankees can't win this series, they're in trouble for the division. They're not going to win the AL East if they can't beat the Red Sox. That was a team that was no concern at the beginning of the year, but the Red Sox has finally picked it up, and I got to give them credit. They're a team that started off 0-6. They went off to be, what was it, 1-8 going into the end of April. And they finally got their stuff together. And they're starting to play like a team. Dustin Pedroia is definitely loving it. Veritek doesn't even play anymore, is loving it. And their team, I have to congratulate them. They've been a team that really gets their stuff together. And I can't take anything away from them. As much as fans may hate the Red Sox, you have to give them a great amount of respect about how they got into a hole and how they got their team out of the hole. But the Yankees are finally going to have to prove that they could win a game against Boston with the series starting on Tuesday. But unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today. Next week, we get into the NFL. Will the CBA finally be agreed upon? And will this lockout finally end? Give you more insight on that next week right here on Kaz's Corner.